The Alaska Board of Game meetings continued today in Anchorage. The morning session dealt with proposals for South Central Alaska. Board members grappled with how to control what appears to be a growing brown and black bear population in the Anchorage Eagle River area. One proposal that passed will add an archery season for the Aklutna Lake Recreation Area to try and eliminate a few bears. Concerns were expressed by some board members regarding the danger of a wounded bear laying up near the frequently used trails. This fear was echoed by Defenders of Wildlife Alaska spokesman Wade Willis.
Certainly the high use of the citizens of the Mat-Su and Anchorage area for family biking and hiking and overnight camping in the cabins up there, quite a large campground as well, and the fact that the valley is very steep, so any injured bear would tend to be moving downhill and into the trail system and areas that are heavily used by the public.
Willis acknowledges the need to balance bear populations in areas frequented by humans, but he says if someone has a bad interaction with a wounded bear, it could create a citizen backlash against any hunting in the area. Archery is the only option near Aklutna Lake because of a long-standing agreement between the state and the Aklutna tribe to not allow gun hunting in the popular recreation area. Another decision bans the use of conibear traps for wolverines in Chugach State Park. Board member Bob Bell says the traps crush and suffocate animals and are difficult to open. Dogs have been caught in the traps in the park, and owners were unable to save their pets. Leghold traps will be allowed. They can injure but won't kill a dog and are easier to open. Other proposals dealt with the continuous struggle to manage predators and prey so that neither become out of balance. Bell says Unit 20A south of Fairbanks is a good example. Predator control was so successful that there is now an overabundance of moose.
So we've got a situation where we're authorizing cow hunts to get the moose population down, because if there's too many moose, they overgraze the area. And so there's a point where the predator control needs to stop, because we don't want to eliminate the predators. We just want to control the number of them in relation to the prey species. So we learned a lesson there.
Bell says it's difficult to weigh all the factors and come up with exact answers, especially when an unusually harsh or mild year throws a twist at state biologists. He says in Unit 18 around Bethel, residents asked for predator control after their moose numbers crashed. Residents volunteered to stop hunting for 5 years to help the population recover. It has, and Bell says they now intend to allow a hunt.
So there's an example of the people in rural Alaska saying we're willing to sacrifice to get this resource back to where it needs to be. But generally in most areas right now, particularly northwest Alaska, they're saying fuel costs are high. We can't afford to get out there. Help us. And we're doing everything we can.
Bell says the extension of the moose hunt in the area near Imonik and Kotlik is an example of that help. Wade Willis says Defenders of Wildlife is not opposed to the concept of predator control, but he says the group has a problem with using private citizens who he says may be hunting guides with ulterior motives that skew the numbers. Willis says state fish and game personnel should be conducting the program, and he's happy that there is some movement in that direction. The Board of Game meetings continue until March 9th.